Welcome to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host and producer, Joe Kendrick. Welcome to episode one. We're exploring some of the great music that we've been playing on these airwaves that has warmed our hearts as hosts, and we know that is resonating with you, the WNCW audience. We've got music this hour from blues greats like Elvin Bishop, a brand new one from Foxygen, and so much more. Stay tuned for our feature called DJ for a Day. So many people love to think about being a DJ, but what is it really like to be behind the walls here at our megaplex of studios at WNCW? It's a feature that will touch on everything that either inspires us or makes our eyes roll from time to time, and today it's the latter. In a piece I'll call Purple Prose, some of the great hyperbole from artists or labels or promoters trying to get their records played here at WNCW. We've also got your segue of the week, going back to some of the great songs that fit in perfectly with some of this new music. Let's get it kicked off with a band from England, and this is brand new from the group Elbow. Their latest record called Little Fictions starts off with this, Magnificent, She Says. You're dialed in to On the Way Up, the new music podcast from Grassroots Radio WNCW.
Oh,
Oxygen. Follow the Leader starts off their latest record. It's called Hang. Foxygen's principal members Sam France and Jonathan Rado getting the orchestral feel on this one, employing a full symphony orchestra, which seems to be a thing now. If you remember the Asheville Symphony Sessions that were such a hit around here just last year, and you also heard a bit of an orchestral approach from the band Elbow preceding Foxygen. Members of the Lemon Twigs and the Flaming Lips joining Foxygen on this record. Ahead of that, a group that I've been in love with since around 2008. Elbow may not be a household name in the States, but they've had quite a bit of success, especially dating back to that record from 2008, The Seldom Seen Kid, which was a multi-platinum disc, and it also won the Mercury Prize. Elbow says of their sound that it's prog without the solos. That was the tune Magnificent, She Says. To start this episode's On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast, I'm your host, Joe Kendrick. Now let's get to the rock and roll side of things with a brand new one from Ty Siegel.
Wake me up, wake me up before you go to the other side of the world that we all know. Maybe hoping for a dynasty, maybe just good old fashioned.
That's the band Fruit Bats from a new acoustic disc called The Glory of Fruit Bats and the tune The Rock Dock. Eric D. Johnson is the main force behind the Fruit Bats, and last year's Absolute Loser was my favorite disc of 2016. I just played that over and over and never got tired of it. It just seems to keep getting better and better to me. Fun fact, upstate South Carolina artist John Bice, who's now a member of the band X-Cons, was once a Fruit Bat, going back to 2005's Spelled and Bones disc. Ahead of Fruit Bats, Ty Siegel, and a young man, I think he's about 30 years old now, Orange Color Queen comes from his latest self-titled record, the extremely prolific rocker who does all sorts of styles. He can range from bombast to total fuzz feedback weirdness to trippy little numbers like that one. Ty Siegel said of his influences growing up in Orange County that it was all OC punk, LA punk, Black Flag, all the SST stuff. It's still very important to me, but the OC stuff, the melodic original pop punk, not what it turned into, was very important to my melodic idea of music. Realizing that you can add melody into heavy sounds. I was really into surf music as a kid, too. All those influences bear out through his now pretty lengthy catalog. In just 10 years, he's released at least one record a year, not counting side projects like the band Fuzz. My name is Joe Kendrick, your producer and host for On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. Time now for our DJ of the Day feature. Things that make us smile, maybe that make our eyes roll here as hosts and members of the larger musical world. Today's feature is purple prose. Now, literary types, you'll know that Roman poet Horace is the one who coined the term, referring to a writing style that is flowery and pretentious, just like the people who sewed purple patches onto their clothes back in those days, signifying wealth. We get a lot of purple prose here as programmers when folks are trying to sell us their records, from the promoters who are paid by the artists or labels, or the labels themselves, or sometimes the artists themselves. They're all trying to get our attention and get their records played on the radio, and sometimes it's a real hoot to read these things that we call one sheets. They come with the record and give you some capsule descriptions of what the band's about, some of the best music that they have, and so many times, a lot of purple prose. Now, I won't name any names here because I'm really not trying to throw shade on anybody, just to give you a glimpse into what it's like to open your mail and find pages like this in your inbox. From a record that's just come out from an artist that we probably won't play, I'll call them Artist Y, with record Z. Z is marked by a tonal shift to something close to pure, crisp pop structure, adorned by unusual crescendos that echo a dexterous DJ inching their dancer towards climax without ever quite lifting the house lights. Its lyric sheet moves from the danger and hopelessness of love to its deliciousness and rapture, a move into a more outward-looking proposition. Well, that just screams play me, don't you think? Coming up, we've got our segue of the week and tying in some of this great new music with some of its roots and things that just go well together. Moving forward, let's get into a brand new one in a totally different kind of style, into our blues side. This is new from Elvin Bishop, Keep On Rollin'.
The politics. Not enough Richards and too many dicks. You know damn well the system isn't working when you can't tell the difference between your Congress and a circus.
Yeah, man, get that right.
Just a bunch of clowns.
Wrangling, brother clown.
Thank you. that you would put my heart through a shredder, leaving me here to piece through every part. You got me all torn up. Yes, you got me all torn up. The way you've been lately, it's driving me crazy. I don't know what to do.
Torn Up is the tune from Bruce Katz Band. Bruce Katz, past member of Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters, equally comfortable in both jazz and blues worlds, had a really lengthy career and has worked with a number of greats. Bo Diddley, Jimmy Witherspoon, Chuck Berry, Allman Brothers, to name a few. He's also a past member of Ronnie Earl and the Broadcasters. Bruce Katz Band's new one is called Out from the Center. And speaking of legends, ahead of that, Elvin Bishop, who is a member of the Blues Hall of Fame, the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He won the National Merit Scholarship to the University of Chicago in 1959. We dropped out a couple of years later, but he was smack dab in the middle of that great Chicago blues scene, and he helped form the core of the Butterfield Blues Band. Got the new one from Elvin Bishop. A little bit political on that tune, Keep It Rollin'. It's been a pretty big hit around these parts lately. You can hear more great blues music any time of the day during WNCW's weekday music mix, especially on our Spoonful of Blues just after 12 p.m., and then a big chunk of it on Saturday nights from 7 to 11 on the Saturday Night House Party. You're dialed in to On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. We're fast approaching our segue of the week, where we will pair up a blues classic with this trio from Brooklyn called Wolf, Wolf with an exclamation point. And this is the tune Whiskey Mister.
Thank you. 47 miles of barbed wire. I use a cobra snake for a necktie. I got a brand new house on the roadside, made from rattlesnake hide. I got a brand new chimney made on top, made out of a human skull. Now come on, take a little walk with me, Arlene, and tell me, who do you love? 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 Tombstone hand and a graveyard mind, just 22 and I don't mind dying. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? I rode around the town, used a rattlesnake whip. Take it easy, Arlene, don't give me no lip. Who do you love? Ice wagon flew, hit a bump and somebody screamed. You should have heard just what I seen. Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Who do you love? Arlene took me by my hand. She said, ooh wee, boy, you know I understand. Who do you love, honey? Who do you love? Who do you love?
It's been covered so many times, but there's nothing quite like the original Who Do You Love from Bo Diddley, syncing up pretty nicely with the Brooklyn-based instrumental rock trio Wolf, made up of guitarist Scott Metzger, bassist John Shaw, and drummer Taylor Floreth. That Fender Telecaster coming on strong, and a lot of roots traditions in this one. It's called 1-800-WOLF. Leader of the group, Scott Metzger, has a pretty incredible resume. He's worked with everyone from Anders Osborne to Marco Benevento, Warren Haynes, John Medeski, Galactic. He's also a member of Joe Russo's Almost Dead and Bustle in Your Hedgerow. He formed the band Wolf in 2012 to play live dates. You're dialed into On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. I'm your host and producer, Joe Kendrick. Rounding out the show today, with a nod towards the acoustic and bluegrass, newgrass side of programming here at Grassroots Radio. We'll take one from the infamous String Dusters' new one, Laws of Gravity. A whole lot of people are falling in love with this one, the band who calls Nashville home, except Travis Book, their bassist, really calls Brevard, North Carolina home. But Andy Hall, Andy Falco, Chris Bandolfi, Jeremy Garrett, and Travis Book make up the band Infamous String Dusters, which has been around for about 10 years now. Quick on the heels of last year's duets record called Ladies and Gentlemen is the album Laws of Gravity. And it starts off with a tune called Freedom.
So long to this case. Last call. no more lying about the way I see. No strings tying what was to what will be.
Infamous String Dusters wrapping up episode one of On the Way Up, WNCW's new music podcast. My name is Joe Kendrick. Thanking you for being here. You can give me feedback or requests anytime by email, joek@wncw.org. I'm also on Twitter at WNCWJoe. This podcast and everything that we do at WNCW would not be possible without your support. You can join us by becoming a member anytime on our website at wncw.org. Our theme music is Sing a New Song from Eliza Lynn. Please drop in next week for more great new music here on the Way Up from WNCW.
Sing a new song in the rain. Sing a new song till the drops come. Sing a new song where you are. Sing a new song where the sky meets the ground. Sing a new song where the sky meets.